Hello, my love. It has been a little bit. It has been a few days, hasn't it? Congratulations on working your way through Unit A. I normally with most people, what I would do is I'd say, longer you take, the more likely you are to forget the techniques, to slip back to old habits. There's a difference between most people and you because you work so consistently. You're doing so many shoots, you're practicing, you're really pushing yourself to better your skills, to be better each and every day. Therein lies the secret to success, okay? You're taking this course correctly. A lot of people will take long delays, but it's really because they're just doing other things or they get lazy or a million other things. And you, on the other hand, are taking delays because you're like really absorbing everything that's being taught to you and you're utilizing it and putting it into practice. Do you know what that makes you? Well, I'll be honest. Awesome. It makes you awesome. So job very well done. I'm really excited. I'm very proud of you. All right, so let's dive right into the work that you've done. All right, in the first section, the practicing safety and etiquette. It's very important that we're crystal, 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 crystal clear about safety and etiquette for many reasons. Number one, it's about hygiene. Number two, it's about comfort for your client. Number three, the more clear and easy and open and just natural we are about the tool, the instruments, how to behave with them, the more comfortable our clients will be. Okay, you did an excellent job on this section. You got every single one of them right. Not a surprise to me because I know what a learner and practicer you are. When it comes to the pros and cons of makeup airbrush usage, you're spot on here with these as well. One of the things that I do have to say, it's very easy in some cases for a pro to become a con. For example, it can make the skin appear flawless. Yes. If it's applied properly, which I think almost is a lesson to your work today. Your Facebook message today. No, airbrush makeup is harder than people would think, especially if you want it to look perfect and precise and like it's not there. But isn't that also true about makeup in general? If you're going to work on more faces than your own, if you're really going to master it, bravo, you got every single one of these right. And see right there, cons of airbrush makeup. You can make someone look too flawless or fake. Yeah, that's the way one pro can absolutely very quickly become a con. Brilliant, brilliant work. Excellently done. When we come to the marketing your airbrush skills, it's a very important thing to be able to sell yourself. But I think that we've already been discussing that, in previous units and in person and a million other different ways. But I'm not worried about that with you. You're a clever little squirrel. I think you did a good job, but I'll be completely honest with you. Sensitive skin, silicone is a dimethicone. It's in pretty much everything. It's an amazing ingredient for sensitive skin. So silicone may still very well be the ideal makeup application for them. There are no harsh chemicals in silicone makeup. It's pretty much agreeable with just about everybody, to be completely honest with you. And when you spot test somebody, you're going to know for sure. But they're going to be, believe me, silicone versus water-based, they're going to be 100 times happier. And 99.999% of the time, people aren't going to have an issue with it. And people go, oh, but there's all kinds of issues with silicone. It depends on the research that you do. Go to Paula's Choice, for example, and look up the dimethicones. Look at the silicones. They're rated as one of the most ideal products to use. When someone's in a burn unit, do you know what they put on their skin? Silicone-based products. What's more sensitive than an open burn? Nothing really. They can hold ingredients to the skin, making sure the skin is protected and safe. So if you have ingredients or calmers or a calming moisturizer below the skin, and then you put a silicone airbrush makeup on them, oh my God, heaven for people. I think you did a really good job here. The only thing that I say is, put your focus on, not just bridal, but it's kind of ideal for everything. It's a special occasion, special events. It's a fate, and you can write it's a favorite of brides, but it's also ideal for, it's great. It's really good. It's really good. All right, when we go into the next section and we take a peek at your getting to know the airbrush machine. In this section, you, of course, yet again, got every single one of them right. So job very, 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 very well done. In the getting to know the airbrush makeup, there are definite pros and cons to just about everyone. And to be completely honest, there are very, very, very few cons with the silicone. Silicones, the silicone products, relatively amazing. If we're going to be completely honest, it's usually most people's go-to, and it's by far the highest seller. You definitely can, if someone's extremely sensitive and sensitized, water-based will be a problem. But even most sensitive people, to be completely honest with you, silicone's not really going to be a problem. But your pros and cons with all of these, beautiful. Job well done. Excellent work. And if you have not yet used alcohol, makeup, I will tell you this. The fumes are extraordinary. They can knock you out. It blows pure alcohol into the room. All right. For your work on the paper and the skin, my notes are actually going to be relatively the same for both, so I'll go over them together. You're going to find as you do your practice that it is far, far, far easier to do airbrush on the skin in terms of washing a wide palette than it is to do makeup, you know, that is more precise. For example, the stuff that you're doing on the back of the arm and on the paper, that's the kind of artistry that you'll be doing if you're going to start working on, you know, body painting, precision face applications, things of that nature. So the big push that I'm going to give you here is to give consideration, if you want to be more specialized with the airbrush, to working in those areas and putting in more practice on this. You know, right now, you know, if we look at some of your work, like if we look at you actually did a pretty decent job on the gradient in the lower right corner, but you can still see a lot of blotchiness in that, a lot of big jumps from one color to the next. It's not particularly symmetrical. You know, you can see in a bunch of your dots the blowout and the bleed out areas. You know, look at the dots and look at the one that's on the paper that's furthest up in the right corner. See how you can see where all the air blew the color out, so it's really light in the middle and dark on the outer edges. You see how a lot of them are blotchy and spotty. How can you fix that? Well, proper application, proper work. Do you see how when you wrote your name, there's areas that are dark, areas that are light? You got to learn when to let up on that nozzle and when to push down hard. That's how you're really going to master that, okay? So it's going to be practice, practice, practice that really gets you over the top with that, okay? So that's one of the big pushes that I want to give you there. If you want to take this beyond, you know, just washes on the face for foundation and blush, I want you to continue to practice these techniques on paper, on skin. But, you know, as you dive into the next unit, you're going to see how much easier it is to just do washes on the face, okay? There is not a good or a bad in either direction, but you will notice a difference in your skill, your artistry, what you're capable of when you keep putting that time and practice in, okay? So I want to give you that push. I want you to keep challenging yourself, and I just want to say I'm proud of you, as usual. You're working your butt off. You are excelling and challenging yourself. And the only way that you're really going to continue to, you know, religiously master these techniques is to just keep diligently practicing. So I want to encourage you to do that. I'm super proud of you. I can't wait to see the magic you're going to make. And yeah, keep it up. Challenge yourself, push yourself, and keep working. I'm proud of you. I'll see you really, really soon. All right. Bye-bye.